Sports Illustrated is telling us that obesity is beautiful. Now, the woman, her name is Yum Nu. Yum Nu. Yeah, well, that's what Christopher Bedford says her name. The New York Post says that's her name. Yum Nu. She's fat. She's a fat broad, not P-H-A-T, as in yo-yo-yo. Yo-yo-yo. Yum new. Yeah, she yum. No. There's points here that Jordan Peterson did not make that I would just like to make about this. Number one, why does anybody think that Sports Illustrated is some kind of a conservative rag? And they report on sports, and it's the achievement of and survival of the fittest and the greatest. They made the monstrosity that is Bruce Jenner today was also on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Am I the only one that remembers this? Remember? What was that, 2015? It's either 2015 or 2016. That's when the trans madness really began. And remember then, after that, Jenner goes on the ESPY Awards, the ESPN Awards, and they make him Female Athlete of the Year. And he shows up in that gaudy, ridiculous, hideous white dress. And goes and get, and it's so funny because if you actually saw Jenner's speech at the ESPY Awards, it kind of went something like this, and I'm not exaggerating at all. And if you heard him speak, then you know this. And now ESPN would like to bring to the stage the woman that has changed and is changing all of sports and is changing the acceptance for trans people in public. The wonderful, beautiful, sweet and mellow and dedicated athlete. Here, please put your hands together for Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. I would just like to say thank you to Sports Illustrated for making me one of the most desired women in the world.
Y'all aren't getting the joke. This is how Jenner speaks. His voice is the same as it was when he was on the box cover, the box of Wheaties.
But I would just like to say, on behalf of all trans women in the world,
if you watched this, you would have thought that Jenner's voice was overdubbed. If you were watching it, you would have gone like, okay, she's just lip-syncing some deep-voiced dude. But if you were listening to it, say they broadcast it on ESPN Radio, and you didn't know who they were talking about, you would have thought that they had made a grave mistake and that they got confused between male athlete and female athlete of the year. And also, don't forget, how did it come about that Sports Illustrated became this iconic purveyor of softcore porn, basically, scantily clad women frolicking on the beaches of Maui and whatnot? Well, go back into the mid-90s. The readership of Sports Illustrated was in the can. It was in the toilet. And it had gone down consistently. Because number one, men lost interest in reading things because they were doing something else with their eyes. And men were being drawn to pictures because men like in pictures, especially pictures of naked women performing sex acts with naked men and other naked women. And well, the publishing industry in general was going would go into a decline, to where it would continue to decline until the calendar year that was 2013. But in any event, in a desperate bid to maintain readership, and then maybe even to grow readership, Sports Illustrated editors, and I want to say that they are owned by Time Warner. Sports Illustrated editors came up with the idea, like, why don't we just stop doing sports for a minute? Let's just do soft porn. Let's send a bunch of hot chicks to Maui. We'll send our best photogs over there. The skimpier the bathing suits or the flashing suits, the better. I believe that I want to say one of the covers in the first year of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, whoever it was barely wearing nothing below the navel and was wearing nothing above the navel and just had her arm across her across her breast. So Sports Illustrated has been at the front end of the efforts of the cult of death to promote sins, the sins of vice, the sins against morality. There's nothing shocking here. So this cover that Jordan Peterson and others are tweeting and writing about, this is just a continuation now. Now they have thrown in with the cult of death. Let me ask you a question. If you weren't a geezered citizen, an old person, older, and you were cataloged as having come down with the corona doom, COVID-19, and then you became a death statistic, what was the number one risk factor for dying from the corona doom outside of being old? You all should know this because we talked about it ad nauseum. Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. What was the number one risk factor outside of being an octogenarian to die from COVID-19? Ta-da. All right, that's enough. Obesity. Now, not coincidentally, if you were to take the rate of death from pneumonia, influenza A, and influenza B, and other what they used to call, of course they've lost all their terminology now, in the medical profession, ILI, that's influenza-like illnesses, if you took the number one risk factor even prior to the corona doom, what was it? Obesity. Now, there is a definition of obesity. I'm not a doctor. I only play one on the radio. But I can tell you, just from having read it a couple times, Yum New, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover, quote, model, close quote, would easily meet the definition of obese. Then with the statement, bigger is beautiful, you just fly away from reality. We talk about human scale on this show all the time. Scale, 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 scale. Things need to be in scale. That would also apply to humans. Human scale would apply to human scales, as in the devices that you step on to weigh your fat ass. So that human scale being out of scale, This is the cult of death promoting death. There's no mystery to this whatsoever. I don't know why anyone is surprised by this is beyond me, because you should not be surprised by it. As a matter of fact, I'd say you would be surprised by the exact opposite. You would be surprised by the fact that you should be surprised by it. As the flight away from reality just continues. There is nothing, it seems, that cannot be now successfully denied that actually has some basis in reality and that humans should turn to. By the way, I can report to you, I passed 5 gas stations this morning. I had my eyes open and I was paying attention. The lowest price, now this is what the gas stations around here are doing to try and soften the blow of the Bidenflation, I'm sorry, Putinflation, gas prices. They'll give you 10 cents off per gallon if you pay in cash. Which means, and look, they know that this is not going to happen, because that would acquire a Bubis Americanus to actually get out of his vehicle and walk inside the store to go pay for cash, and that is just beyond the pale.